Welcome to the Savvy Working Mom podcast. This is the place where we share strategies to help you create a life you love. I'm your host, Whitney, a real-life working mom at a Fortune 500, professional speaker, and coach. I'm going to help you get real-life relief with simple systems so you can find more time and have less stress. With intentional and daily action, you can live your best days now and forever. You've probably heard that clarity and self-care are two of the keys for building an awesome life. But in today's busy world, who has the time to figure out exactly what that means for herself? You can learn on your own, but you're learning in a vacuum, and with how much you have going on, it becomes really easy to put your own personal growth on the back burner. Which is where I come in. When you work with me, you'll get support from someone who really understands the challenges of being a working mom. I want to give you a special invite to request a free strategy call with me by visiting thesavvyworkingmom.com/free call. Again, that URL is thesavvyworkingmom.com/free call. I look forward to talking to you soon. Hey, Mama, today I want to talk to you about giving your best, being your best, showing up, and what it takes to do that. And the trick is, the thing that it takes is confidence. I'm going to share with you a story where someone tried to rob me of my confidence, and I also want to share with you three tips that will help you to skillfully adjust so that you can be your most confident self no matter where you find yourself. And that's important because at the end of the day, when you are confident, you're more likely to bring your best. And when you bring your best, the world gets better. And I want the world to be better. So I'm going to give you those tips, but first I want to share this story with you. I used to work in New York City on Wall Street in consulting. It was very fancy and in a lot of ways, the things that you could imagine for good and for bad. I was down there near One World Trade Center, near the water with the tall buildings that block out the sun. And it was all hustle and bustle and very, very exciting for me. It also involved the best commute of my life where I would ride my bike to the ferry and then take the ferry to work. So I would end and start my day on the river, on the water. It was pretty cool. What wasn't super cool about it, though, was the fact that a lot of times I was the only person who looked like me in the rooms that I was in. And whether or not I was an expert in what mattered, I always had to show up and do twice as much and prove myself. Where others could walk into the room and simply be respected for who they are, I always had to prove to others why I was in the room. And that isn't necessarily something that was in my head. That is just because that world was not created for people like me. And so it was very obvious that a lot of times I would walk into the room with a client and they had never seen anyone like me at the level that I was at. Certainly, in a lot of instances, my reputation preceded me, or there are people that I had worked with in the past because it is a small world. Again, I was in the consulting world related to loyalty marketing. And so, you know, it's a small world. People know each other. But then there are folks who didn't know me. And I want to share with you a story where, again, someone tried to rob my confidence. And then I'm going to give you the three tips that helped me to get through it and that also really have helped me to fast track my career. And so, what happened was we had engaged with a big investment firm to share some information about an industry that they were interested in. They wanted us to do research and make a proposal. Now, there was a specific area that I was meant to be the lead on. And I did all the research. I was definitely the expert. And so when we walked into the room, it was myself and about five others from my firm. I was the youngest by far and also the only Black woman. It was a bunch of older white males that were from my firm, some middle-aged guys, and then some much older guys. But we came into the room and sat on one side of the table. And then our clients came in and sat on the other side of the table. And they were definitely all older white men. And the oldest of them, who also happened to be their leader and our main client, looked at me and said, "Can you pass me that water?" So like, of course, I pass him the water because that's what you do, right? Then he looked at me and was like, "No, for everyone." Oh, so he thought I was there to serve water. Meanwhile, I'm here as an expert in my field meant to deliver a very important part of the presentation. So thankfully, one of my coworkers caught on to what was happening and said, "I'll get it." And he got the water and passed it out. And then I thought to myself, wow, this is so interesting. But it took a minute to process, right? Because sometimes these things happen and it takes some time to process. So as we're sitting there going, you know, doing our introductions and going through everything, I was like, wow, he really did think I was here just for the water. We get to the point where I'm meant to give my part of the presentation. So I give the presentation, share the insights and the data that I had and the recommendation that I had in the space that they were interested in. And I kid you not, every single question that this man had, he asked the older white gentleman from my team who was on my left. He looked at this guy, his name was John, and he said, well, John, tell me about this, that, and the other. And John would go, well, Whitney's actually the expert in that. Let's ask Whitney. And then the guy would, I would respond. And then the guy would look at John and go, well, John, but what do you think about X, Y, and Z? And then John would go, but Whitney's the expert in that. Let's ask Whitney. And this went on for a good 10 minutes, a very long 10 minutes, where every time he asked a question, he refused to acknowledge my presence. Not only would he not acknowledge my expertise in the subject matter, he wouldn't acknowledge that I was there in the room. This, for me, was extremely bizarre. Thankfully, my team had my back. Thankfully, they were there. They didn't let this person's way of being stop us from making a great presentation or allow me to feel bad. When we left, I thought to myself, wow, that was some real old school craziness. And I also thought to myself, gosh, maybe I don't belong in that room. But then I quickly snapped out of it because I had that support from my team. I knew I did belong in the room. And then I said, look, I'm never going to feel that way again. I'm never going to feel bad and question whether or not I belong in the room when I know I've got the stuff to be there, because I had the stuff. And there are three tips that I want to share with you that have helped me ever since to make sure that when I show up to a Zoom call, when I show up to the table, like an actual table sitting across from folks, when I'm on the phone, when I'm at a conference, when I am meeting for coffee or at a business dinner, the three tips that have really helped me to make sure that I show up and bring my best no matter what. Because here's the thing I will share, as women, especially as Black women, and as mothers, the spaces that we enter were not created for us. They were created for someone else. And so that feeling that you get of maybe I don't belong here, it's because that space wasn't created for you. It doesn't mean you don't belong there. It just means that that space was not made for all of the wonderful and great and different in a unique and wonderful, positive, powerful way, perspectives that you bring to the table. So here are the three tips if you ever find yourself in that situation. The first is to realize that fact and feeling are not the same. You might feel something, but that doesn't mean that it's fact. When I was sitting at that table and the man repeatedly asked John to answer his questions, I started feeling like maybe I don't know the answers. Maybe I don't know what's happening in this industry. Maybe I don't have a good recommendation. Those were my feelings. Those weren't the facts. The facts were I had all the research, I had all the data, I had all the receipts, and I had brought them along with a recommendation that was going to make this company money. And so I had to separate my feelings from the fact and to really hone in on the fact and just push those feelings to the side because the feelings were false. The next thing I had to do that I had to remember was that I can be amazing without being perfect. I'm going to say that one again for the cheap seats in the back. Turn your volume up and listen to this. You can be amazing without being perfect. When you're sitting at a table and everyone around you is doubting you, it's very easy to start to feel like you need to be perfect. At least that's how I felt. I thought, oh my goodness, I can't. If I slip on my words, if I mess up a stat, that's it. It's over. But that's not actually the case. The case is that if I present the whole story well, then that will be enough. I continue to remind myself that I don't have to be perfect to be amazing. And neither do you, Mama. And the last thing that I want to share with you is that when you find yourself in these situations where you start to doubt and wonder whether or not you belong, fake it until you make it. You won't be the first or the last person, man or woman, to have done this. And that's something that I had to do. You know, I didn't feel like I belonged in the room. I was continually having my own existence ignored. And I said, you know what? I just have to keep going. And so I sat up a little straighter and I answered those questions with all the confidence of a white man. Let's just say it. And so I did it. I faked it until I made it. We got through the end of the presentation, and guess what? They were very interested in the proposal that I had. And what really kind of put the T on it for me was that there was a guy who was sitting across the table from me who, you know, he was like maybe in his late 30s, early 40s, very confident. He opened up his mouth to ask a question. And in the way that he asked the question, in fact, the actual question that he asked, it was clear he had no idea what he was talking about, which was very relieving for me because he asked the question to me to try and make me look silly. The first person in that room to acknowledge my existence did so with an aim to make me look silly. But he ended up making himself look silly because he clearly was full of it and had no idea what he was actually talking about, which was great because for me, it doubled down on that idea of, you know what, he's sitting here faking it till he makes it, and he might have made it already just being fake. So I know I've got the stuff, I've got the goods, I've got the research, I've got the receipts, I've got the proposal, and I'm just going to continue to fake it until I make it. So that's it, mama. Those are the three tips that I have for you on how to build confidence to find your seat at the table. If you are struggling when you walk into a room to feel like you belong, know that you might not belong because the space was not created for you, but that doesn't mean that you don't deserve a seat at the table. And when you get that seat, go ahead and do these three things that I have shared. Know that your feelings are not fact, and focus on the fact, which is that you deserve to be there. You've got the goods, you've got the right information. Also, be sure to recognize that you can be amazing without being perfect. And lastly, when all else fails, fake it till you make it.
That's all we've got for this episode of the Savvy Working Mom podcast. One thing that would really help both us and other potential listeners is for you to rate this show and leave a comment on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. Also, make sure to link up with us at thesavvyworkingmom.com/blog and on Instagram at thesavvyworkingmom. And please just share this podcast with any other mama who you think might enjoy it. Until next time, remember, with intentional and daily action, you can live your best days now and forever.